First Baptist Elon. Oh, come on. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. The Lord has blessed us with another beautiful day to worship, to gather together here in the parking lot, or to gather via Facebook Live, and those that are listening via our website, or with your family's CD ministry. We just want to thank you for joining us in worship this morning. It is a beautiful day. The Lord has blessed us with another beautiful day to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We hope you will join us in worship this morning. I hope that you've gone to our website this morning to print out our order of worship on our bulletin. You can, if you have not, you can go right now to our website and pull that up. You can follow it on your phone, your tablet, or whatever you might have. And some of you, I know, have printed that out. The song lists are found there. The order of worship is found there, so you'll know what we'll be doing in worship this morning. And we hope you will participate in worship, whether you're sitting in the parking lot this morning with us, whether you're sitting at home this morning. We hope you'll sing along with us as we sing our songs of praise this morning. We hope you'll join us as we read in scripture this morning. And we hope you will experience worship with us this day. This beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. I do also want to just kind of tell you about a few things that will be taking place in worship this morning as we continue the things that are coming up in the next couple weeks for our time of worship. This week, the church parking lot will be sealed. We'll be doing having a group that will be coming in to work on our parking lot. And I do want to let you know that the church office will remain open this week. However, we are asking that you, if you need to be in contact with us, call us or email us. We're asking that you do not come by the church this week, because they're going to be doing a lot of work in the parking lot, and you will not be able to drive in the parking lot. So if you need to get in contact with us, please call us, email us. We will come to you or meet you off-site somewhere, but please do not come to the parking lot. We want to stay off the parking lot this week. And because of that, next week's worship service will be an online worship service only. So the service next Sunday morning will be just via Facebook Live. Also, the worship service will be found on the website as we post that up as we do each Sunday. We'll also be doing our CD ministry. So next Sunday morning, we will not have worship service in the parking lot or worship service inside. It will be just a virtual worship service like we did when the pandemic started. So next Sunday morning, you can gather with your families at home, watch us on Facebook Live, watch us as we post that worship service on our website. That service will remain at 9:30. But we will not gather here because of the work that's being done in the parking lot. The fumes after sealing the parking lot, it lasts for many days. We don't want to risk anybody's health because of that. And so we're limiting those that will drive on the parking lot next week and next weekend. So just letting you know that for next Sunday's worship service. Also, as we move into August, because of the weather, because of the COVID numbers in Alamance County, we're just going to keep a close eye on that. And we will kind of let you know each week what our plans are for our worship services in the month of August, to let you know whether we will continue our outside worship services, whether we will move inside for our Sunday morning worship services. So just to let you know, next Sunday's worship service will be a virtual worship service only. And then as we move forward in August, we'll let you know. I want to let you know also that we will continue our Wednesday night studies. We've still got 3 weeks left in our study as we looked at the writings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Next coming Wednesday, we're doing Christmas in July. You've heard that term used quite a bit. We'll actually be reading one of Dr. King's sermons he preached at Christmas time. It's a sermon that he wrote on peace. We'll also be reading from the prophet Isaiah and Paul's letter to the church at Rome. So this coming Wednesday at 6:30, I hope you'll join me at 6:30 on Facebook Live for our Wednesday night study. So that is coming up this Wednesday. Also, I want to let you know that there are some other things that are coming up in August that you'll be hearing more about. Hopefully, you've received your church newsletter in August. We'll be starting a prayer time that'll be beginning in August called the Prayer Pack that'll be meeting on Thursday mornings at 9 o'clock. Make sure you read your newsletter about that opportunity. You'll also be hearing some about Sunday school times starting back that won't be meeting on Sundays, but you'll be hearing a little bit more about that coming in the month of August as well. Also this morning, I want to remind you that this Sunday is the deadline to turn in your deacon recommendation form. This is an important ministry that takes place at First Baptist Elon, and we need your recommendations for deacons for this 2020 and 2021 year. Those forms are due back today. You can also email your choices to Janice by today as well. But I know Paula was circulating the parking lot before worship service to pass out those forms. If you do not receive one and you still need one of those forms, raise your hand now. You can kind of wave it. Paula is over here. She's willing to walk around and pass them out as we speak. And you can drop that. You can fill that form out and drop it in the offering plate as it's passed around, or the offering baskets as they're passed around just a little bit later. So if you need a form, just wave your hand right now. Paul will bring the form to you and do that. If you're watching via Facebook Live, you can drop those, you can't drop those forms off by the church this week, but you can actually drive them to the church today if you want to, or you can email those recommendations to Janice. That's the easiest way to do that. And make sure you get those recommendations to us this week. We want to make sure we get those forms today so we can get those, pass those on to the deacon nominating committee. Many other things that are in your newsletter for the month of August that are coming up. I hope you'll read those opportunities. We gather here to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us stand and let us sing praises to our Lord this morning.
Good morning. Let's stand and let's sing, Lord, I Need You. I'm
Our opening scripture passage this morning comes from Psalm 105, reading verses 1 through 11 and 45b. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory is His holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in His strength, seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles and the judgments He pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word He commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant He made with Abraham, the oath He swore to Isaac, He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. Praise the Lord. That is why we've gathered here this day, to praise the Lord, to remember the covenant that He has given to our ancestors, to remember the covenant that He has given to us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, our God, where is there another God like You? A God of justice and unfailing love, who stands by every promise made to His people, generation after generation after generation. There is no other. You alone are our God. And so we gather together today to worship You, to give You thanks, to proclaim Your greatness, to sing Your praise, to seek Your face, and to celebrate Your faithful presence with us. We pray that Your Spirit would guide us this day and inspire our worship this morning. Open our mouths to sing and speak Your praise this morning. Open our ears to hear Your word. Open our eyes to see You at work among us this day. Open our hearts to receive Your love. We offer ourselves to You in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, this morning, our Savior, our Adonai. Amen.
Let's stand and let's sing our next hymn, My Savior's Love, and Oh How He Loves You Again.
Thank you.
our second scripture passage this morning comes from Paul's letter to the church at Rome, Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what He ought to pray for, what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. As we reflect on those words, we think about the way the Spirit intercedes for us and challenges us. We have been challenged by our call as Christians within our community to do the will of the Spirit. And that reflection of what we're called to do, to reach out and to help and assist, leads to our ministry highlight this morning. Last week we prayed for our teachers and our students and our families, and speaking, reaching out and thinking about the upcoming school year here in Alamance County. And as our students and teachers draw closer to their return to school, we again want to assist students with school supplies that they might need as the school year progresses. This is something that we do every single year, and while the school year might look differently this year, we still want to assist and reach out to those students who may not need the basic necessities that a student needs. So the Alamance Burlington School System and additional schools from Alamance County have provided a list of items that students will need throughout this school year. And this is not just for the beginning of the school year that might look differently than school years in the past. And we are asking our church members to assist and collect these items and to bring these items on Sunday, August 9th to our worship service to assist students throughout Alamance County. That'll be in two Sundays, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. Now, we have teachers in our congregation who teach in multiple school systems, and we will distribute the supplies that we collect to meet the needs that are present for students that are entering the classroom in just a few weeks, for students who will be entering the virtual classroom in a few weeks, and for students throughout the entire school year. The list of items that are needed can be found on your worship bulletin this morning, or they can be found in the August newsletter. Those are two places that you can go to and find that list that are found in your newsletter, or again on your worship bulletin this morning. Items can be dropped off before that Sunday on August 9th. Obviously, don't bring them by the church this week as we're closing the parking lot, but the week after that, you're welcome to drop them off by the church office before then. But we look forward to the great collection that will take place on that Sunday morning, Sunday, August 9th. Please try to collect some of those items and drop them off for our students in Alamance County. Thank you.
Obituary hymn this morning is one you have sung all your life, Victory in Jesus. Let's stand and worship together. Thank you.
as we take up our offering this morning, Tommy and Liz Hill will be circulating the parking lot. If you brought an offering, you just can kind of wave your hand and they'll bring the basket around to drop your offering off. Also, a reminder, you can drop your deacon recommendation form in the offering baskets this morning as they come around as well. And please prayerfully consider dropping those forms off and writing those names down so we can collect those for the deacon nominating team to consider those in the next couple weeks. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Let's pray. O Lord, giver of life and source of freedom, I know that all I have received is from your hand. You call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all that you have entrusted to each one of us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously this day. May our faithful stewardship bear witness to the love of Jesus Christ in our lives. We give this offering to you this morning. Amen. Thank you, Susan and Bert, for the special music this morning. And thank you again, Gabe, for continuing to line up for our music for our worship services on Sunday morning. It is truly a blessing to continue to have gifted musicians to lead us in our worship services each Sunday, and it is just a true blessing within our congregation, and we give thanks for that every Sunday. This morning, our pastoral prayer is actually a prayer that was written by Pastor Richard Einerson, and it's a prayer I came across this morning as I was reflecting on our scripture passage this morning for our sermon, 1 Kings chapter 3. And so, pray with me this morning and be using his prayer for our pastoral prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you today for your goodness. You have given us beautiful days. You bless us richly with goodness daily. We thank you and we praise you. But we live in a time of considerable question. We ask today for your wisdom as Solomon asked for and was granted the gift of wisdom. We are often in times of fear as was Solomon. We live in a time of unrest, sickness, and confusion. Our attention is pushed and pulled from one focus to another. Distraction. Help us, O God, to pray for wise and discerning spirit. Give us wisdom to know good from evil. Give us wisdom to assess the clamoring voices and concerns with which we are daily bombarded. Give us wisdom so that we might learn to be accepting of all the diverse people you have created. Give us wisdom to be peacemakers and mediators of understanding where there is conflict. Give us wisdom not to violate any of your creatures by discriminating against them. Give us wisdom to discern what is of ultimate value for our souls and to make wise choices. O God, give us wisdom. O God, give us discernment. O God, give us the will to be faithful. O God, give us the power to love. Amen. It is good to gather to worship again this beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. And I just want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday morning. For those of you that are joining us via Facebook Live or our church website or our CD ministry, thank you for worshiping with us this morning. As many of you know, my family are huge Disney fanatics. Most of y'all know that. We take annual ventures to Disney World. We watch Disney movies pretty regularly in my house. We listen to Disney music on occasion. I have quite a few Disney ties. If you see me during the church year, you've seen me wear some of my Disney ties. Now, one of the things that has helped us, our family, get through this time of the pandemic is we have Disney Plus, which is, for some of you, you know what that is, but that is a streaming service on your TV that has a collection of Disney movies from some of the old classics to the most recent Disney movies that have come out on TV, and basically, on the click of a button on your remote control, you can watch any Disney movie that comes out. And a couple weeks ago, we got a chance to watch one of my favorite Disney movies of all time, and that is the classic Aladdin. How many of y'all have ever seen or read the book Aladdin, or know basically what that story is? Raise your hand if you know what that story is about. All right, so basically, just to give the nutshell story of it, this is the story of a young street boy who but he gets hold of a magic lamp, right? And in the magic lamp, there's a genie, and the genie grants him three wishes, and basically those three wishes turns his life upside down, and basically changes his life for the better. But while everything in the end, his true character shines out, and that's what makes his life really the better, is that his true character is really revealed. And just going along the themes of that movie for a second, wouldn't it be amazing if you were granted 3 wishes right now? Amen? Amen, right? 3 wishes. Wouldn't you wish for like 10 degrees cooler right now in the parking lot? Yes? A cool breeze? Cold lemonade in your hand? Right? Amen. I got hands popping up now. Yeah, that would be 1 wish. Or maybe you wouldn't waste it on that. Well, let's not get greedy. What about just 1 simple wish, right? 1 wish. What would you wish for? If you had 1 wish, what would that 1 wish be? Riches? A new house? Retirement? For some of you workers? World peace? I can imagine probably right now for many of us, we would probably wish an end to this pandemic. That would be a large scale wish that would go on. Maybe you'd wish for 3 more wishes. You know, Aladdin couldn't do that. That was part of the rules. You know, 1 wish. In our focus passage this morning for our scripture, the Lord appeared in a dream to the new king of Israel and granted him 1 wish. What would you like as being the new king of Israel? What would you like? I'm going to give you a gift. What would you like? Power? Prestige? Wealth? Death to your enemies? Long life? The new king was offered 1 thing. The new king had to remember what the source of this new gift that he was granted was. He had to remember that. And then how did that decision change his role as the new king of Israel? Thinking about it in our own perspective, how could that choice change our life or our walk as Christians today? How did his decision, how would that change our life based on what he chose? You see, Solomon was given a choice as the new king of Israel. A young man, he was given that choice. That choice was, if I had 1 wish. So if you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to read that biblical account. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 3. And this morning, we're actually going to read verses 3 through 15. If you turn in your bulletin this morning, what you're going to see, your order of worship, you're going to see it said verses, starting with verse 5. But actually, we're going to start with verse 3. And what happens right before our focus passage this morning, Solomon, who is believed to be around the age of 20 at this point in the story, has just taken the rule over Israel from his father David. David has died, and it was contested about who was going to be the new king of Israel. And there was question about it because there was multiple sons of David. And each son wanted to have a stake at the king, as being the new king. Great debate, great battles, great arguments. Some of the leadership also within the kingdom put their stake behind certain sons. But Solomon was chosen by David to be the new king. And there was reasons why. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Solomon also, after being chosen, consolidated his rule by marrying the daughter of the Pharaoh of Egypt, creating an alliance with this great world power in Egypt. And so that brings us to our focus passage this morning, reading 1 Kings chapter 3, starting with verse 3. Now Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the statutes of his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great guidance to him and has given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people too, numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this, so God said to him, "Since you have asked for this, and not for life, long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment and the ministry of justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never be anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life." Then Solomon awoke and he realized that it had been a dream. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the ark of the Lord's covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then he gave a feast for all his court. You see, Solomon recognized that true wisdom and discernment comes from God. Solomon greatly appreciated all that had been handed to him by his father David and by his heavenly father. You see, after a stressful and difficult family choice to become king, Solomon returns to give thanks to God, first and foremost. This passage begins by Solomon going to the high place of Gibeon. At that point, there was no temple. And him burning 1,000 burnt offerings upon the altar there. That sounds like a lot, because it is. To put this into context, 1,000 burnt offerings was an equivalent to a common person like you and me burning sacrifices every single day for 3 straight years. 3 straight years burning an offering. We could just close our eyes and imagine the fire that created and the burnt offering being lifted to God and the aroma that caused. Where does Solomon learn this from? He learned this from his father David. So the Lord granted him a wish in a dream. But the appreciation did not stop there once the offer had been made. Solomon praised God for remembering his father David throughout all of David's reign. He used this terminology, great kindness, twice in verse 6. And that may sound like, oh, he was just being thankful. But those terminologies put together, great kindness, is only used 4 times throughout Scripture. Only 4 times those 2 words used together. And it happens 2 times in 1 verse right here in 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon understood David's unique role as king in the life of Israel. And he understood God's role behind David, and in front of David, and beside David. You see, unlike David's other sons, unlike Solomon's brothers, Solomon understood what role God played for David. And that's why David chose Solomon. That's why Solomon became the king of Israel. He especially understood David's relationship with God and the importance it played in him, in his rule. That's why Solomon became the king. Solomon understood himself as a servant of God and a servant of God's people. Notice I didn't say his people, but God's people. Solomon recognized that true wisdom and true discernment could only come from God. He knew that wisdom and discernment didn't come from just sitting on the throne. He realized that just because he got to sit on the throne of Israel did not mean that wisdom and discernment would just be imparted and just be there. He knew that discernment and wisdom had to come from God. And if he was going to have it, he had to be given to it from God. That is why the one wish, when it was granted from God, that he had to ask for it. And he did. And when he was granted it, he applied it in governing God's people. Now, it didn't stop there. Solomon's choice for a discerning heart changed him as a ruler. Solomon's choice for discernment was indeed an unusual choice for a king. You can imagine all the things that other kings would have asked for. What do you want? What do you want as a king? Power, riches, a long reign. I want to sit on the throne forever. Remember, Solomon was 20 years old. Oh, he could have said, I want to sit on this throne as long as I can. I want the throne to rust underneath me. I want to sit on it so long. That would be natural choices that would run through his mind as a young person. Yet Solomon, being a young king, knew he had a lot to learn. He had already learned a lot from watching his father, but he had a lot to learn. The Hebrew word Solomon used for discernment when asking him was the same term that his father David and that Eli used in 1 Samuel. And it was also the same term Joseph used in Genesis chapter 41. But God gave him not only discernment, because if you look at it, when God asked him what he wanted, Solomon asked for just discernment. That's the only thing he asked for, a discerning heart. And that term he used in this verse, in this chapter, is the same term that Joseph uses in Genesis 41. But God gave him something else. He said, you're not only going to get discernment, but I will also give you a wise and discerning heart. Wisdom and discernment are two different things. God went above and beyond discernment. He gave him wisdom too. Only Joseph in the Old Testament would be described as both having wisdom and discernment. Only Joseph in the Old Testament is said to have a wise and discerning heart. And if anybody in the Old Testament would be served as a model for Solomon as a leader, it would be Joseph. Because Joseph commanded respect from his people. Remember what Joseph did for the people leading into Egypt. Remember what Joseph did, commanding a great nation, leading a great people, governing millions. That's what Solomon would do as well. The Lord went above and beyond in blessing Solomon, giving him riches and honor as well, above the wise and discerning heart. However, God cannot, let me change that, God will not force someone to willfully or faithfully obey him. We're not God's puppets. God doesn't want us to be his puppets. So when he granted Solomon wisdom and a discerning heart, he didn't say, I'm going to stand above you and puppet you around. I'm going to force you to use it. Solomon had to faithfully use it and obey God. That had to be a personal choice for Solomon. Solomon had to make a heart choice in that endeavor. You see, God seeks relationships with his followers. And Solomon had to pursue that relationship with his heavenly Father. Just like we have to pursue that relationship with our heavenly Father. He doesn't choose the decisions that we make. We do. While he had this discerning and wise heart, he still had to nurture that relationship with God. In verse 14, God said, and if you walk in my ways, and if you obey my statutes and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life. As each of us does, Solomon had both successes and trials in his walk with the Lord. If you want to read about those, go home and read the rest of 1 Kings today. We'll see lots of those. Right after this passage, there's a great success. Read a couple chapters over, and you're going to see some of his failures. When he took his eyes off the Lord's focus and purpose, Solomon struggled. When he was repentant and listened to his direction, Solomon regained his path and lived a long life. As a ruler, when he applied wisdom and discernment that was given from God, he made difficult decisions, returning an infant to his rightful mother, or building a temple for the nation of Israel, for the people of Israel as their wise king. Solomon's choice as a young king for a discerning heart changed him as a ruler for the nation, for the better. Now, what does this mean for us? You see, relying on wisdom and discernment from God can change our lives today. I don't know about you, but I did not have a dream last night where God showed up to me and said, "What would you like? What's your one wish?" It didn't happen. If you did, come see me afterwards. I want to find out what you did last night before you went to bed. Figure out how that happened. But, in hindsight, Solomon's decision for a discerning heart seemed like a light bulb moment. You know what I mean? One of those moments in a cartoon where, or you see it on television, where a character all of a sudden gets a bright idea and a light bulb appears above his head. However, wisdom or a discerning heart is not like pulling a light bulb out of the sky pulling something out of thin air. You see, true wisdom and discernment is about making sound decisions after careful, thoughtful, thorough thinking and praying, and most importantly, putting our trust in God. Wisdom is about investigation, it's about insight, it's about information, and it's about staying alert and being patient and learning and slowly making a decision. Because God will provide the answer in His time, not necessarily in our time. Now, did you hear me? God will provide the answer in His time, not necessarily in our time. Did you hear me? God will provide the answer in His time, not necessarily in our time. Because the last time I checked, God is timeless. When we place our ultimate trust and faith in Him, just as Solomon did, and we seek to follow Him daily, He will bestow His wisdom and discernment upon us. We must choose to use it. Just as Solomon had to choose to use it, we have to do that as well. Solomon was granted these two gifts as a young ruler, 20 years old, and he used them often. But he also chose to not use them too. Why? Because he chose to go his own way. The God who created the universe granted him wisdom and discernment, and Solomon thought he knew better. Sometimes, often, we choose to do the same thing. The God who created the universe, and we often think we know better. A wise and discerning heart requires daily use and putting it into practice. The more we use it, the better we get at it. The more practice at it, the better we become accustomed at applying it to our daily walk within our work, within our family, within our church life, within our community, within our neighborhood, within our mission work, within our, you name it, within everything. The list goes on, and it's endless. Relying on wisdom and discernment from God can and it will change our life today if you will let it. In closing, have you done the wisest thing in your life? Have you done the wisest thing in your life, which is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It all starts there. Solomon's journey began with full faith in his Heavenly Father. This morning, take that first step in a lifelong journey of wisdom and discernment, if you have not done so. Now, maybe you are looking for a church home where you can learn more about God's story and apply it to your daily walk with the Lord. And maybe First Baptist Home is that home if you're looking for that church home. Come forward and join us this morning. Or maybe this morning you have strayed from that path, and God is calling you back to follow Him. Maybe Solomon's story this morning has kind of shaken you a little bit and given you that inspiration for wisdom and discernment that sometimes we need. You know, our altar is always open, and I'll be down front. You can come talk with me, or you can just come talk with God. It's God's altar. It's not ours. You know, feel free to come forward during our invitation hymn this morning. Solomon's story is powerful. It's life-changing. It can change our lives this morning, too. Let us pray before we sing. Father, we know the same gift that you gave and promised to Solomon, you promised to us as well. Wisdom and discernment you have given, and you give it to us. We just ask that you allow us to nurture and continue to use that as you guide us in our daily walk. Father, maybe this morning we take that first step of wisdom and accepting you as our Lord and Savior. Maybe we're searching for a home where we need to discern your will, and this is the place to do that. Maybe we're needing to get right back on that path where we've lost that discerning will. Father, the story of Solomon has changed that for us. Father, thank you for that story that began a long rule for Solomon from 1 Kings chapter 3. Father, wherever we have been inspired today by your Spirit, may it move us and change us. We lift this prayer to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Come this morning if you're called. Let us stand and sing.
Our invitation hymn this morning is, Lord, Be Glorified.
Thank you.
today. May we use the wisdom and discernment that God blesses us with to honor and to serve Him. May we use that story from Solomon to inspire us to continue to honor Him wherever we go. Go in peace this morning.